You're listening to Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing on KXL.
Okay, welcome back to the show. In our first segment, we talk about the opportunities in the residential real estate market with Nick Shivers from Keller Williams West One Properties. And now we shift gears to talk about the multifamily market. And before I welcome Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate, a friendly reminder for those of you that missed this last week, the Apartment Insider Report is coming up on June 1st, Wednesday, June 1st, 6 to 7:30 p.m. Doors open at 5:30, right downstairs in the Bing Lounge here at the PacWest Center. This amazing event sold out last year in about 10 days. So Joseph Chaplick brought this back this spring. Thanks to you. You've been asking for it. And again, that's Wednesday, June 1st. Now, this event will be an evening event, so a little different feel to it. Cost of only $25 for early registration, $30 at the door. I guarantee the $30 at the door won't even apply because we'll fill this thing up. That price includes wine, appetizers, and parking, along with free reports. And again, a reminder, seating is limited because we only have 80 seats at the Bing Lounge. We've got maybe 15, 20 overflow up on top on the tables, but you'll want to be seated for this 90-minute event coming up at 6 p.m. on June 1st, the Apartment Insider Report with Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. Here is the phone number to register. It's 866-546-9390. Again, 866-546-9390, or you can go to josephbernard.net/APT-report. And learn more about this event coming up. Joseph Chaplick joining us in studio now. And Joe, we talked last week about the apartment market in general. And ironically, I mentioned this earlier in the show to our listeners that I saw yet another story online. Can't even remember where it was, about Portland being one of the top three rental markets in the country. And what a great investment apartments are. And obviously, you like seeing that as well, because that's all that you do is the apartment market, right?
That's right, Brian, and thanks again for having me in this weekend.
You bet, yeah.
It's always great seeing you and being part of the show. You're right. Almost every week, almost every day, there's a new article out there from a different publication talking about how the Portland market is one of the top in the country. The reason is, you know, strong demand, no supply, low vacancy rates, rental rates are going up. And so every report shows that. You know, if you go to our website, we have a blog and you know, we have articles listed all the time. It's like almost every day there's a new article saying how Portland's one of the strongest in the country.
It's interesting, too, because we talk about this and where people are coming from as an apartment investor. Tell us, because I know that there are a lot of folks out there who already own apartments. They're listening to what you say and they're like, yeah, I know. I've been killing it with my apartment complex for 10 years. There's a lot of other people out there, I would imagine, who've been in the residential space and thought, yeah, you know, it's pretty hard to, you know, turn that one unless you either own the property outright or you've got a very small mortgage on it, especially with the depreciating values. Mm-hmm. Where are the investors coming from in our market to buy apartments?
Well, you know, most of the investors are apartment owners. They own one building all the way up to, you know, multiple buildings with hundreds, thousands of units. And so we help the clients move their equity to a better asset, building wealth through time. And so most of our market is the apartment owner. Some people own one building and they want to expand. They don't know really what they were doing. They bought a building and they're looking to, you know, how do I improve this? There's a lot of new investors coming in. We get a call almost, you know, daily, if not weekly, for sure, on how do I get into this? I have plexes. I have a rental house. I have, you know, a building that I want to get rid of and put equity into the apartments. I keep hearing the apartment market is strong here. And so we're helping everybody. People with large portfolios, we've done multiple transactions with people with, you know, one building selling to get a bigger one. Again, the apartment market is red hot and our clients are, you know, seeking us out to help them one way or another. And that's really what we're serving here is their needs.
Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate joining us. Number to call for that seminar coming up June 1st is 866-546-9390. I think what I really want to say from an investor standpoint in the apartment market is this is not a fad or, you know, the latest greatest thing. I mean, this has been this way for quite some time in the Portland market, and it's not like the residential market where there's a bubble and we're going to see it burst in the next couple of years. This is a very sustainable boom in the apartment market.
Correct. You know, the valuation is different than, you know, really the market boom and the bubble. It's based on a income approach. You know, income with the cap rate, the market rate equals the value of the building. And so what you have here is you have income expenses. You know, you get the income from the rents, you pay your expenses, you pay your debt, you're left with a cash flow, a cash on cash return based on the amount of money you put down to acquire that building. And so when you look at Portland as a whole, you know, we've had a 10% increase with our rents over the last year. That's why we're one of the strongest markets in the country. On top of that, the national average is about $990 a unit for an apartment building. That's a national average. If we just talk, you know, the national approach here, 2006, it was 930. So the national average is going up. Portland is going up at a 10%, you know, at least from last year. They're forecasting 2012, you know, national average being well over $1,000 for an apartment unit. And then when you look at the Portland, you know, regional area right here, you know, what's going on? Well, you know, we have a 4% vacancy rate. The national average is 6.2, down from 8% last year. And it's going to be strong for several years, not just in Portland, but national. And so people that are in Portland should be investing, you know, right here in their backyard. Great opportunities here in the apartments. People that have apartments understand that. And it's kind of like a future savings account. A lot of people are getting into this. I personally, to help plan for the future, you know, with the debt reduction over time, the equity that you're building up, it could subsidize your retirement. It could, you know, pay for the rising healthcare costs that are coming. Mm-hmm. It can also, you know, fund your college tuition for your children. A lot of people are doing this. You know, the debt gets paid down by the tenants.
You know, we talk about
cash flow. Yeah,
those are great topics because we hadn't touched on that. But you know, we always talk about what's going on and it's hot. Why is it so hot though? I think that's what people really want to find out. Why is it so hot? Is it because we have a lot of people who have lost their home? There are more renters out there. Is it because Portland's where young people go to retire? I mean, what's going on? Why is it so hot, Joe?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. We're going to talk about that at the seminar on June 1st. I mean, multiple reasons. You know, the essential really is you have a high demand, low supply, low vacancy rate. Rents are going up. More people are moving to Portland. People are getting out of that home buying because of what's going on in the residential market with the lending, really. You know, great house deals out there, but if you can't get the loan, you know, you can't buy the house. Mm-hmm. So the rental market's strong, and we're going to touch on a lot of that in the seminar on June 1st.
That's great. And again, what Joe's talking about coming up June 1st, the Apartment Insider Report. So if you're just tuning in, Wednesday, June 1st, 2011, hard to believe June's coming up. Just a few weeks away, 6 to 7:30. Doors open at 5:30. Cost is $25. That includes wine, appetizers, parking. Parking alone in downtown Portland is $10. So this is a huge value. You'll also get a free report. And I mentioned seating is limited. This will be in the Bing Lounge, a great venue for this type of event downstairs here at the PacWest Center. But seating is limited. We only have about 80 seats down there. So this event sold out in 10 days. Last time we did this in the fall, and it will happen again because we've received quite a few emails to bring this back. You will get a 2011 apartment market forecast. We'll talk more about using retirement funds to purchase property through self-directed IRAs, lending, which we'll talk more about in our next segment here, a quick preview on that, and a lot more, including tips to avoid transaction pitfalls. If you haven't bought an apartment complex before and you're thinking about doing it, it is a very different transaction than a residential real estate transaction. That's why you want to work with someone like Joe who, well, knows what he's doing. That's all Joseph Bernard focuses on is the apartment market. Number to call, 866-546-9390, or you can learn more on their website, josephbernard.net. Real quick, about 30 seconds here, Joe. It's going to be a lot of fun. I know you enjoy doing this event because it's fun for you to really educate people.
Exactly. You know, we're here to educate. We want to be very informative to helping clients make the right decisions when they're purchasing apartments or even the people that own the apartments. We have numerous clients that have a building that's either mismanaged somehow or they're just not getting the value out of it. They need help. They also have a lot of equity, and they're just sitting on it, not realizing how much more equity they could have in the next 5 years if they made a transaction change. So we're going to talk to that at the seminar and really try to help and educate our clients.
Sounds good. More coming up with Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. When we return, we'll talk about the lending environment. It has improved. Some good news there when we come back on Business Briefing.